Illinois Wesleyan University has sent the results of a faculty-driven evaluation of its academic programs to students and families. The exercise includes significant changes that could result in layoffs. It comes as the university also deals with COVID-19. Charlie Schlenker spoke to Illinois Wesleyan President Georgia Nugent about what it's meant so far for the bottom line.
I think it will not surprise you that we, like every other college and university in the country, will feel this in our bottom line, as you said. We will realize some extra expenses, undoubtedly. Perhaps chief among those is the refunds for room and board that were prorated for our students who are no longer living on campus. And there will be a number of other costs associated with the technology that we're needing to provide and things like that. At the same time, there will also naturally be some savings that we recognize. For example, no one is traveling these days.
You had also been doing a larger, more comprehensive visioning exercise, as many institutions are doing, because of the coming enrollment cliff in about 3 years, where the numbers of graduating high school seniors are to drop significantly. What do you anticipate the cuts and realignments will do on that front?
Well, I should say that you're absolutely right to note that many colleges and universities have undertaken this kind of program evaluation, or some are calling it prioritization or whatever. I would first step back for a moment and say that this actually isn't only about cuts. I think that these kinds of initiatives are motivated in part just by a changing context that is not only the demographics that you cite, that the number of high school graduates is declining, particularly in the Midwest, but there are so many other factors at play as well. The global financial situation, which has had somewhat destabilized earlier and now has done so much more with COVID. As well, there's a changing demographic that isn't only about declining numbers of students, but a declining makeup of the student body. First-generation students are going to be in much greater, much more visible than they were before, perhaps. And then also there's the changing the ways in which information technologies of different sorts have changed the way everyone gains access to information. And since colleges and universities are partly about information and knowledge, that inevitably needs to change us. So I think we're looking at this kind of overall evaluation in part simply to be cognizant of what we will need to be in the future, and that will entail some changes in the students that we teach, in the ways that we teach, in the subjects that we teach.
You can read the rest of this interview and learn about specific program changes being considered at WGLT.org.